Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Ash, with another episode of Truth Is. Well, to be more exact, it's more of a mini episode, as I am fully aware that many of you are on vacation, ready to hit these Black Friday streets. But I wanted to drop by for your listening pleasure to drop a few truths before you all dive into some
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
I want to say that while I do like having a four-day weekend, I've never truly been a fan of Thanksgiving. I know that a tradition around most dinner tables during this time of year is for everyone to share what they are thankful for. Excuse me, I am suffering from seasonal allergies, hence the nasal congestion. But like I was saying, I know that, you know, the tradition around most dinner tables during this holiday is to share what people are thankful for. And while I do think that is a lovely tradition, it's hard for me to ignore that what we're sharing, what we're grateful for, but they're true citizens of this land are fighting for the protection of their sacred land, a land that was stolen from them centuries ago. Now, I'm not here to provide you guys with a history lesson because I know that all of you know how to Google things, but I am referring to Native Americans, the first inhabitants of this country. What's interesting is that Trump's slogan during his whole campaign was, "Let's make America great again." Funny thing is that people who are the true Americans are actually marginalized, have been pushed to live on reservations, and have also witnessed their land being taken from them. Right now, as we speak, Native Americans from different tribes are protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline in Standing Rock, North Dakota. The Dakota Access Pipeline would ultimately destroy the sacred land of Standing Rock and the wildlife that lived there, as well as harm the natural drinking water that flows through the land. According to news sources, the Dakota Access Pipeline is a proposed 1,172-mile crude oil pipeline that would carry 470,000 barrels of oil a day. Not a week, not a month, not a year, but 470,000 barrels of oil a day to wildlife habitats and Native American cultural sites and drinking water sources across four different states. So this is not a joke. This is not just about preserving the sanctity of land, but this is about protecting the environment, protecting the wildlife that lives there, and protecting us as we consume this drinking water, right? So protesting is something that is very natural to Native Americans as they've been protesting the safety and protection of their sacred land for a century and a half. Trump says we need to make America great again, but as someone who is a part of a marginalized group of people, never by choice, but as a result of systemic racism and sexism, because I am both a woman of color and a woman, I'm still trying to figure out when was this country so great. At the very least, I'm trying my best to understand how Trump and his supporters define greatness. Is it theft of someone's land? Is it destroying the sanctity of that very land that we rely on for survival? Is it the continued marginalization of minority groups such as people who are part of the LGBTQ community, the Black community, the Muslim community, Native American community, undocumented Mexicans who were pushed out of their land, what, centuries ago? Truth is, Texas was Mexico once, and they're being told now that they don't belong. So tell me how the hell that makes sense. But again, I'm not here for the history lesson. I'm just here for, you know, sharing some truths. Right now, as we speak, Native Americans from different tribes are protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline with the support of activist groups like the Black Lives Matter movement and Code Pink. And I only know this is happening because I follow very woke celebrities such as Rosario Dawson, who believe in using their celebrity to bring awareness to the very things that are preventing America from looking so great. While these individuals peacefully protest the possible destruction of their sacred land, our government is using armed forces to fight back with tear gas, pepper spray, and dogs trained to attack and harm people. Sounds familiar? Yeah, it's called the Civil Rights Movement. I have grandparents that are older than the Civil Rights Movement. Like, this was all of 60-something years ago that this is happening. So I'm not surprised that what's happening right now in North Dakota is happening, but it doesn't mean that it shouldn't be addressed. The truth is, this country was stolen, and all of us who inhabit this great America should own and respect the truth about this country's origin and not just embrace the holiday movie specials that will flood the Hallmark station or the expected run of Charlie Brown Thanksgiving on network, some broadcast network like ABC. Wait, no, it's definitely coming on ABC. Shit, it might even be on right now because it comes on every year and we get all hyped and excited for it. I'm not saying that we are all activists and all and people who protest. I myself have never protested. I've never walked out and protested. I have friends who have done it and I admire them. I feel like we all have different versions of protest or awareness. I'm the type of person who writes and podcasts about my feelings. That's my way of protesting. When I was 11 years old, my father taught my brother and me about this country and the origins of this country. My parents are immigrants. They hail from Jamaica, and I am a Caribbean American, but I was born here, right? So he always thought it important to not only know my Jamaican roots, but to know the American history, right? So he was very much about teaching us that Christopher Columbus absolutely did not discover America, and that the Native Americans were stripped of their land. That Thanksgiving is not some joyous moment where pilgrims and Native Americans came together and shared in their culture. That's what they teach kids at school because it sounds nice and because it looks pretty. And when you color a turkey with brown and orange, it's really awesome. And you can celebrate fall in this really exciting way. And everybody can feel good about being off on Thursday and Friday. But that's not the true story. The Disney version of Pocahontas is not how it really went down. Although I really do love the songs in that movie, let me just say, but that's neither here nor there. And while I may not be a person who walks out and protests and holds up signs and things like that, I do very much vividly remember being 11 years old around this time and raising my hand and speaking out against the truth and opposing what I was being taught in sixth grade about what really happened when the pilgrims came so many centuries ago, or 150 years ago, I should say. So I think that some of us have a little bit of protest in our spirits, and you don't have to feel bad if you can't go to Standing Rock, North Dakota, or if you've never walked up and down the cold streets of Manhattan protesting Black Lives Matter movement, or if you weren't out last week protesting the fact that Donald Trump is our president-elect. There are different ways to be aware and to be woke and to give back. And if you can participate, try your best to do so if it means something to you, if in your heart you feel some type of way. My heart goes out to the Native Americans protesting Standing Rock today and all those who are supporting them in this fight. I hope that they are successful and that our government does right by them and protects the sanctity of their land. But, you know, it's unfortunate that this is even happening. And I'm fearful that it may not go the way that I would like it to go, the way that the Native American tribes out there fighting hard and protesting want it to go. Like I mentioned earlier, I am a fan of tradition and I believe that we should share all the things we're grateful for. So to end on a more softer, positive note, I'm going to share mine. I'm grateful for my family and spending time with my niece and nephew and my sister-in-law while my brother serves our great country in Kuwait during this holiday season. I'm thankful for health insurance because truth is, I went to urgent care twice last week and it cost me less than $100. I'm grateful that rent money is already in the bank, ready to be paid. And lastly, I'm grateful that I do live in a country where there are people who continue to fight for truth no matter what. So guys, I do hope that you enjoy your holiday. I do hope that everybody is successful in getting their Black Friday deals and their presents for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate next month. Kwanzaa, you know. So till next time, stay blessed and stay woke. And remember that the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. I'll see you guys. Bye.